Now it's time for the healthcare hazard of the week. Today it's MRSA. Because October is MRSA Awareness Month, I thought I'd take advantage of that and go back to discussing a good old hospital hazard. Actually, MRSA is not only found in hospitals, but also nursing homes, rehabilitation centers, and even out in the community. Gyms, spas, schools, dormitories, daycare centers, and even in hair salons. So, what is MRSA? MRSA. It's an acronym for methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, and it's a type of a staph bacterium that is resistant to a type of antibiotic called methicillin, and it's often resistant to other antibiotics as well. Staph bacteria are normally found on the skin or in the nose of about one-third of the population. If a person has staph on their skin or in their nose but they're not sick, they are said to be colonized but not infected with MRSA. Healthy people can be colonized with MRSA and have no ill effects. However, they can pass the germ to others. Staph bacteria are generally harmless unless they enter the body through a cut or other wound, and even then, they can only cause a minor skin problems in healthy people. But in older adults and people who are ill or have weakened immune systems, ordinary staph infections can cause serious illness called methicillin-resistant Staph aureus or MRSA. In a healthcare environment and among already ill or immune-challenged patients, this can prove deadly, or at the very least may include surgical wound infections, urinary tract infections, bloodstream infections, and pneumonia. If a person is colonized, they have an 8 to 12-fold chance, a greater chance, of getting an infection. Now, staph and MRSA can also cause illnesses in persons outside of the hospital and healthcare facilities. As I just mentioned, people who are colonized with MRSA have no symptoms. They can carry it in their nose and on their skin for many years. Staph infections often begin with an injury and develop into an infection and then can be shared with others in the community. You may have heard about athletes passing MRSA on to fellow athletes via contaminated equipment, towels, and so on. This cross-contamination can really occur anywhere, work, school, grocery stores, and this is one of the reasons why I am so against healthcare workers wearing scrubs out in public. Who knows where they've been, what their clothing has touched, where they're going? I just think it's the prudent thing to do. Change your clothes. Several drugs continue to work against the community-acquired MRSA, but even MRSA acquired in the community is rapidly evolving, and it may be a matter of time, too, before it becomes resistant to most antibiotics. So, what are the symptoms? Redness, warmth, swelling, tenderness of the skin, and boils and blisters. Some start out looking like small spider bites. Some people may have chills and fever, feel nauseous, and acute pain in addition to fatigue and headaches. So, how exactly is it spread? MRSA can be acquired by direct contact with an infected or colonized person and contaminated objects. We've talked about this many times on this program, about the lack of proper hand hygiene amongst medical staff and the ability to contaminate and recontaminate surfaces such as the TV remote, tray tables, bed rails, the privacy curtain. These lapses in infection control happen frequently in hospitals, in rehab facilities, nursing homes, and have been increasing in alarming rates for decades. Each year, more than 18,000 American patients die from MRSA infections. That number equates to more deaths from MRSA in the United States than from those who die every year from AIDS. But you don't really hear about that much, do you? Therefore, as I always preach, patients must insist that the healthcare workers wash their hands first and then put on gloves before touching the patients. So who is most at risk? MRSA can cause infection in healthy and ill patients of all ages, but especially in patients over 65 years of age, patients coming from a nursing home or another healthcare facility, those previously colonized or with current MRSA infections, those who have been in the hospital in the last few years, intensive care unit patients, surgical patients receiving implants, those on a catheter, dialysis patients, and possibly in the air in the case of MRSA pneumonia. And staph infections are especially dangerous to those who have had surgery and may have a cast or a heavy bandage that's not changed frequently. So how can you prevent infections and protect yourself while in a healthcare facility? Here are 7 tips. Number one, if you're going to have elective surgery, such as hip or knee replacement, call your hospital and ask them what their inpatient MRSA infection rate is for the previous year and what the infection rate is for surgical site infections. Now, they may or may not tell you, but it doesn't hurt to ask. Also, ask them what their hand hygiene compliance rate is. There needs to be transparency, and this information is not always made public, but you do have the right to know. Number two, if you know you're going to have surgery, ask your doctor to test you for MRSA, which is done by a simple and painless nasal swab. If you're tested positive, you can be decolonized by taking 5 days of an antibiotic spray in the nose and also by washing the skin at least twice a day with a soap called chlorhexidine, and that can be purchased at any drugstore. And as I mentioned before, if you are colonized with MRSA, you have an 8 to 12-fold greater chance of acquiring an infection, so be sure to ask for this test. Number three, make sure that all family members who enter your room wash their hands as they enter and as they leave. And if they're going to be sitting there looking at you, ask them to put on a pair of gloves, have them grab the bleach or disinfecting wipes, and have them clean frequently touched areas, such as bed rails, TV trays, the remote, the phone, with those disinfectant wipes. And if you're visiting a loved one, make it a point not to sit on their bed and make sure that you wash your hands thoroughly after leaving the hospital. Number four, insist that all healthcare workers, and this includes doctors, even though they might look scary, ask them to wash their hands and put on gloves before they touch you or the patient. Putting on gloves without washing hands first contaminates the gloves. And then they should wash their hands again before leaving the room. Number five, when going to your family physician or your doctor for a visit, insist that your doctor washes his or her hands before examination, and also insist that the stethoscope be wiped down with an alcohol-based gel before placing it on your skin. Number six, if you or another loved one does contract an infection while in a healthcare facility, ask your doctor what type of infection you have. If they tell you, oh, it's staph, ask what type of staph. You need to know what type of organism it is. 70% of all staph infections are MRSA. The majority of doctors still don't tell patients or their family this information, so insist. And finally, number seven, upon discharge from a hospital, you or the patient should receive discharge information on MRSA that will help to explain how transmission can occur, what to expect, and how to look for symptoms of change. This is very important. And now let me briefly get to a couple of ways to prevent infection and protect yourself while out and about in the community. Here's six quick ideas. Number one, keep all wounds and cuts cleaned and covered until healed so germs cannot enter. Two, do not share personal items with others such as towels, clothing, razors. Number three, when at a gym, refrain from touching your face or wiping your face with a towel that has touched surfaces. Wash your hands thoroughly with warm soapy water and do not touch surfaces on the way out of the gym. You don't know who's touched them. Number four, carry alcohol-based hand gel to wash your hands when you've been in public. Five, wash your clothes, towels, and bedding with a small amount of bleach in hot water and use a hot dryer, which can help kill germs. Number six, when traveling and staying in hotels, carry disinfectant wipes or disinfectant spray in which to clean frequently touched surfaces, light switches, TV remote, telephones, the nightstands. Again, you don't know who's been in there and what they've been touching. And here's my personal bonus. MRSA has been found on the tray tables in airplanes. I always bring a baggie of wipes with me and disinfect the seatbelt and armrest and the headrest, and I avoid using the tray table. Well, obviously, there's more to know about MRSA. Today, I wanted to highlight some of the facts, and this is not to scare you, but to prepare you. Be mindful of good hygiene, both in and out of the hospital. The best advice your mother ever gave you is to wash your hands and don't share personal items anywhere. Even hairbrushes and makeup have been found to harbor MRSA, so be mindful. Tell your children and grandchildren who may play sports or share lipsticks. Now, if you want additional information, I have a friend, Janine Thomas, a MRSA survivor from Illinois. She has a wonderful website called MRSASurvivors.org. Also, I will post this audio segment of what you just heard on our website so you can listen to it again or share it with your friends and loved ones. Remember, it's MRSA Awareness Month. Help spread the word, not the germ. Go to speakupandstayalive.com for more information and ask everyone to wash their hands before touching you.